No bangs, no. And about half a dozen officers have just gone running inside. What we haven't heard from inside yet is any noise from any residents, any people living in the property. The next door neighbours have clearly been looking at the window, what's going on. And there is a dog resident in the house that's been peeping its head through the curtains of one of the back windows. So we've just been told by one of the uniformed police officers who's come out the back that they have arrested, detained one man inside the property. But I'm joined by Chief Superintendent Martin Evans. Tell me what's happened today.
Today's phase two of Operation Nemesis. This is our enforcement operation, our approach to tackling and taking drug dealers off the streets of Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent.
I was in court yesterday actually to hear some of the suspects from part one arrested last month in court, and one of the men was jailed for 3 years.
This has taken extremely positive action. This is one of 12 addresses that we've carried out warrants at this morning. This individual will be arrested on suspicion of being involved in supplying Class A drugs.
Because it's tactical, arriving at, you know, just after dawn, early in the morning, to try and get a suspect unawares.
We want to get into addresses so that individuals are unaware that we're coming in. We want to secure whatever evidence we can. But the primary focus of this morning is to identify and arrest those individuals that we know we're after.
Morning, sorry to disturb you. Basically, all these are leaflets in relation to what's been going on this morning.
It's all right.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
First thing here was a big bang at the back. I jumped out of bed to see what was going on, and I just saw all the police. And it was pretty scary, but I'm glad it's happened.
People on the street been in contact with the police, do you know?
Yes, I've heard people have been in contact with the police and the council, you know, complain about him. It's very life-threatening, you know, there's needles lying about and children are playing up and down the street and in the entry. They get scared, shouldn't be allowed.
I'm glad it's happened, to be honest, because we're sick of everybody knocking on at 3-4 o'clock in the morning and shouting, waking everybody up in the street.
How easy do you think it is for the public to approach the police?
I am not sure at all. I suppose it's on your doorstep, isn't it? So you don't want to really do it.
The street is kind of littered really with police vehicles, some of which are obvious police vehicles and some of which are unmarked, including the one that I think the man is going to be put in. So we're just waiting. Man making some two-finger signs to the police and to the press who are waiting, watching for him to be put in the back of the car, wrapped in a cardigan. He's been escorted by National Crime Agency and police staff in an unmarked vehicle now. There were actually cheers of neighbours when he came out. And one final sign of ease is he's escorted out of the street.